This exercise is called Experiencing Emptiness in the Body and Mind. Preparation. You don't need anything besides your body for this exercise. It's best to try this exercise in the morning before you've had anything to eat. It's okay to brush your teeth or have a few sips of tea or water, but please don't drink a whole cup or glass. Begin by sitting in a comfortable posture, either in a chair or on a cushion on the floor. You can lie down if you can't sit up, but be careful not to fall asleep. Once you're sitting or lying down comfortably, bring your awareness to the body. How do you know that there's a body that sits and breathes? What's the direct information, the sensations that come to you that tell you there is a body that sits and breathes? Now please investigate. Are there places in the body that feel empty? For example, does the head feel empty? The eyes? The mouth? The chest? The belly? The bones? Remember, no right answers. This is your experience. What parts of the body feel more empty than others? And what are the sensations that make up the feeling that we call empty? Are they sensations of touch or no touch? Warmth? Coolness? Pressure? No pressure? And now look. Are the sensations of emptiness pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And do any impulses arise to change the experience, the feeling of emptiness in parts of the body? Now bring your awareness back to the entire body. This body that sits and breathes. Please investigate, are there places in the body that feel full? Places that feel full. For example, does the head feel full? The eyes? The mouth? Does it feel full? The chest? The belly, what parts of the body feel full or more full than other parts of the body? And now look at what makes up the sensations that we call full. Do they have to do with pressure, touch, temperature? And now look, are the sensations that we call full, are they pleasant? Are they unpleasant? Or are they neutral? And did you notice any impulses arise to change the feelings of fullness in parts of the body? Now that we've looked at the body and the sensations of emptiness and fullness, we're going to turn to the mind. Imagine that your mind is a large, empty room. In that large, empty room, thoughts naturally appear, and eventually they accumulate, like dry leaves blowing into a large empty room. These thoughts eventually accumulate in the corners and then begin to fill up the room of the mind. And you're interested in keeping this room empty and clean for a while. Imagine the out-breath as a wind or something like a quiet, very quiet leaf blower. So as you breathe out, the out-breath scatters the thoughts as they accumulate and blows them out of the room. And the room then returns to its original state, empty and quiet. So sit for a while. You can turn off the CD if you like. With this awareness of the mind is a large, empty, quiet room. And any time thoughts accumulate, the out-breath will gently disperse them, returning the mind to its original state. Large, empty, and quiet. Notice, are the sensations of the mind that is empty, empty like a great room, are those sensations pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? Do any impulses arise to change the experience of an empty mind? This exercise is important because empty and full are partners in life. And too often we're driven to keep the body full, full of food or drink in all our waking hours, and also to keep the mind full, full of thoughts and emotions in all our waking hours and even into our dreams. But we can't experience being filled without experiencing being empty. Remember, empty and full are partners in life.